بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين.
Verse number 32. After Iblis refused to prostrate to Adam, Allah said to him, "What kept you and prevented you from prostrating with the angels who prostrated out of obedience to my command?"
قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون.
Verse number 33. Iblis arrogantly said, "It is not proper for me to prostrate to a being you created out of dried clay that used to be black, malleable clay."
قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم.
Verse number 34. Allah said to Iblis, "Exit from paradise, for you are banished."
وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّعْنَةَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ.
Verse number 35. Upon you is my damnation, and banished you are from my mercy until the day of judgment.
قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Verse number 36. Iblis said, "O Lord, allow me to live and do not cause me to die until the day that Adam and his offsprings are resurrected."
قال فإنك من المنظرين.
Verse number 37. Allah the Exalted said, "You are of those who I will grant a long life."
إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم.
Verse number 38. Until the time when all created things will die upon the first blow of the horn.
قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين.
Verse number 39. Iblis said, "O Lord, because you misguided me, I will make sins on earth seem attractive to them, and I will lead them all astray from the straight path."
إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين.
Verse number 40. Except for those servants you select to be worshipful to you.
قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم.
Verse number 41. Allah said, "This is a straight path that leads to me."
إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ.
Verse number 42. You have no power or sway over tempting my sincere servants, except for those who follow you who are led astray.
وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 43. Hellfire is the promised abode of Iblis and all those who follow him who have been led astray.
لها سبعة أبواب لكل باب منهم جزء مقسوم.
Verse number 44. Hellfire has seven doors, through which they will enter. For each of its doors, there is a known amount of the followers of Iblis who will enter through it.
إن المتقين في جنات وعيون.
Verse number 45. Those who are mindful of Allah by obeying His command and staying away from disobedience will have gardens and springs.
ادخلوها بسلام آمنين.
Verse number 46. When they enter, it will be said to them, enter it with safety from any misfortune and security from any fears.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين.
Verse number 47. I removed what was in their chests of enmity and envy. They are brethren beloved to one another, sitting upon thrones and looked upon one another.
لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين.
Verse number 48. Fatigue does not affect them, and they will not be made to leave it. Rather, they will remain in it forever.
نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم.
Verse number 49. O Messenger, inform my servants that I am the forgiving towards whomever of them repents, and I am merciful to them.
وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم.
Verse number 50. And inform them that my punishment is the severe punishment, so they should repent to me, so they can receive my forgiveness and be safe from my punishment.
ونبئهم عن ضيف إبراهيم.
Verse number 51. And inform them of the story of the guests of Ibrahim, peace be with him, that were angels who came to give him glad tidings of a child and the news of the destructions of the people of Lut. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's commandment to the angels to prostrate to Adam ennobles mankind. 2. In these verses is an indication for the mutual visitations amongst the pious, their gatherings, and the uprightness of their character towards one another, such that each of them is accepting of one another and not antagonistic. 3. It is important for a servant's heart to always be feeling both fear and hope, as well as desire and aversion. 4. All the angels prostrated to Adam to greet and ennoble him, except for Iblis, who rejected and abstained. 5. Over those who Allah has guided, selected, and chosen, Iblis has no power to cause them to fall into sin and prevent them from receiving Allah's forgiveness. 6. Teaching guests to uphold the manners of offering greetings and peace upon the arrival of others.
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ وَجِلُونَ.
Verse number 52. When they came to him and said, peace, he answered them with a greeting that was better than theirs, and presented them with a roasted calf for them to eat, because he thought that they were human. When they did not eat of it, he said, we are afraid of you.
قالوا لا توجل إنا نبشرك بغلام عليم.
Verse number 53. The messenger from the angel said, do not be afraid. We will tell you something that will make you glad. You are going to have a son with great knowledge.
قال أبشرتموني على أن مسني الكبر فبم تبشرون.
Verse number 54. Ibrahim, being surprised at the good news of a baby boy they gave him, said to them, "Do you bring me this good news despite the fact that old age has reached me? What kind of good news are you bringing me?"
قالوا بشرناك بالحق فلا تكن من القانطين.
Verse number 55. The messengers from the angels said to Ibrahim, "We bring you good news of the truth in which there is no doubt. So do not be among those who despair from the good news we bring you."
قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون.
Verse number 56. Ibrahim said, "Does anyone despair from mercy of his Lord but those who have deviated from Allah's straight path?"
قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون.
Verse number 57. Ibrahim said, "What is the matter that has brought you, O messengers from Allah?"
قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين.
Verse number 58. The messenger from the angels said, "Allah has sent us to destroy a people who are guilty of great corruption and evil, the people of Lut."
إلا آل لوط إنا لمنجوهم أجمعين.
Verse number 59. Except the family of Lut and the believers that follow him, for they will not be included in the destruction, and we will save them all from it.
إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ.
Verse number 60. Except for his wife, we have decreed her to be one of those who stay behind, included in the destruction.
فلما جاء آل لوط المرسلون.
Verse number 61. When the messengers from the angels came to the family of Lut in the form of men,
قال إنكم قوم منكرون.
Verse number 62. Lut, peace be upon him, said to them, "I do not recognize you, nor do I know who you are."
قالوا بل جئناك بما كانوا فيه يمترون.
Verse number 63. The messengers from the angels said to Lut, "Do not fear. We have brought to you, O Lut, the destructive punishment that your people have doubts about."
وَأَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ.
Verse number 64. We have brought to you the truth in which there is no joke, and we are truthful in the information we give you.
فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل واتبع أدبارهم ولا يلتفت منكم أحد وامضوا حيث تؤمرون.
Verse number 65. So travel with your family after a portion of the night has passed. Travel behind them, and let none of you look back to see what happens to them. Proceed to where Allah has instructed you to go.
وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرَ أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ مقطوع مصبحين.
Verse number 66. We made known to Lut by means of revelation the matter that we had decreed, which was that those people will be annihilated by the last of them being destroyed when morning comes.
وجاء أهل المدينة يستبشرون.
Verse number 67. The people of Sodom came rejoicing at the guests of Lut, with a desire to commit indecency.
قال إن هؤلاء ضيفي فلا تفضحون.
Verse number 68. Lut said to them, "These people are my guests, so do not disgrace me by what you want with them."
واتقوا الله ولا تخزون.
Verse number 69. Fear Allah by leaving this indecent behavior, and do not humiliate me by this heinous act of yours.
قالوا أولم ننهك عن العالمين.
Verse number 70. His people said to him, "Did we not forbid you from hosting anyone? One who provides a warning has in effect excused himself for taking someone to account for not abiding by it." Beneficial points. 1. The need to guide towards something that is permissible and not unlawful, just as Lut guided his people to marriage. 2. The person whom Allah has blessed with guidance and knowledge can never become despondent of Allah's mercy. 3. It is sunnah to hasten when passing the ruins of people whom Allah has destroyed, as these are places of anger and curse. 4. Allah prohibited Lut and his followers from turning back when the punishment was descending on the people of Lut, so that they do not become overtaken by pity for them. 5. The resolve of the people of Lut to commit indecency with these guests is an indication of their nature being effaced and the extremity of their immorality.